The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Variety Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericavariety.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
This is for you. This is for you and me and who we see when we see each other. This is for all. This is for all the time you tried to find your sister or your brother. And you're not crazy anymore.
Yeah, I love you've that been music. And actually had it written for Waking Up in America. You're listening to Dr. Val Kirkhard here in Waking Up in America, Dynamic Radio Dialogues on Life Today. Hey, my co-host is Randy Shannon, and I know she's scrambling to find us at the moment. We need you, Randy. E.T. call home. We also need you too, CW, so we'd love to know what you're up to. And I want to talk to all those torchbearers out there. As many of you know, I carried the Olympic torch in 1984, so my whole life has been about to light your torch for freedom, intelligence, and mutual respect as we celebrate the vibrancy of this 2,000-year-old flame. Sidious, Altius, Fortius, swifter, higher, stronger. Remember, Greece was the world's first republic. And the United States of America is a republic, too, when we remember it. It's also a republic, basically. That's the structure of the United States of America. And over the years, different governmental factors and different greedy humans that wanted to run the country have found ways to manipulate us, even to the fact that we have a person who calls himself president that I don't call president. I think the current administration is led by a very dangerous imposter. And I'm led to that even more this week as I was reading that Putin actually refused to meet with the imposter for over 3 hours because of the gentleman's, I can call him a gentleman, the man who was in the White House for this country seems to be behind Monsanto and Monsanto products. Even recently, I think just this last week, it turns out that Monsanto products, which are contaminating the world, not the whole world, though. Europe has been smart enough to kick them out. Actually seem to have gotten into our wheat crops in Oregon without permission. The Japanese are actually refusing to buy wheat from us now. Everybody but the U.S. seems to be aware that Monsanto is makes dangerous seeds that are trying to take over the world. In case you wonder why we have all those seedless watermelons and stuff, that's because Monsanto doesn't want to have the farmers to have seeds. They're trying to make farmers buy seeds from them every year. And the problem with the GMO products is the fact that the little darlings actually aren't compatible with the human body. So people are getting fat guts and horrible situations going on. And we who used to think of ourselves as leaders in the world seem to be the last to wake up to the fact that these things are killing us. Or maybe that's the point. Maybe that's why the government isn't taking care of us. I don't know. But I'm sitting here thinking, OMG, that's oh my God, for those of you who haven't ever texted it. OMG, what are we going to do to wake up? Well, American citizens are waking up, and they're demanding the right to have good food and good water and good education. And we didn't know we had to demand it. We lived under the illusion that our government was taking care of us. It sure is, in ways that I'm not interested in having continued. So, amazing thing happened this week, actually. I was sitting at home, and I got a telephone call from Winfrey. You're going to love this guy. And I actually heard him say, I just got your email, which I hadn't sent him. Mind you, I've thought about Win. I've received his emails from time to time, and back when I was a teenager, I read a book on Edgar Cayce, who died in 1945, and I thought he was pretty interesting. He was a medical intuitive, and it was eerie the degree to which Casey was in touch with things. Probably the best medical intuitive, quotes, prophet that we've ever had in the United States. So along comes Winfrey, and he and David Wilcock, they put together a book on the reincarnation of Edgar Casey. And I found it fascinating, and I said, really, you got an email from me? And he said, yes. And I said, because this has not happened only this time, but it's happened before. When I will think about people sometimes, or think that they are interesting, or think that someplace I should put them into the show, funny thing happens, they get an email from me. So I guess I'm way more magical than I realized. So it's with great pleasure that I bring to you this morning Mr. Winfrey. And what can I say, Win? Welcome to Waking Up in America. So glad you got my email.
Good morning, Valerie. I'm glad
morning,
I read it
Win.
And decided to call you, okay?
Yeah, I do, but it's good. It's very, very good. So you and I were discussing prior to this show about your quote, partnership with David Wilcock, who I had been fascinated with when I had actually heard more about. I heard a tape of his back, a number, maybe 2006, 7, no, must have been 2008, about
Valerie, let me make a correction. I wouldn't call it a partnership. I would have called it an association.
And we were talking about that beforehand because, as
yeah.
you had mentioned, David was concerned about doing this material with Edgar Casey. The point is, you guys produced a book, and the book is extremely well-rated. People can actually pick it up over at Amazon.com. And would you give our listening audience a little bit of your background?
Well, at one point, I was a physics major in UC Berkeley.
I did see that.
Did you
rabble rouse at Berkeley with the rest of them?
Yep, I did. And then I lost interest in physics, and I started writing music. And then I started a rock and roll band. And then I started hitchhiking around the country because I wanted to learn about life. And then I was in Los Angeles, and I was getting some of my songs recorded. And then something happened, my world fell apart, and then I was
How did your world fall apart, Win?
Well, I had a song that became a huge hit, but I didn't get credit for it, and I stopped trusting everybody, and I withdrew, and I said, you know, up to that point, particularly when I was hitchhiking around the country, my life was a panoply, that's the word, a myriad of synchronicities. It was like every day, it was like getting emails from people and things falling into place in the most miraculous way. And then I was actually writing songs because I said, I want to, there's like a double reality going on. Because there's this reality that everyone's in, and then there's this reality when I'm hitchhiking where everything's miraculous. And I was trying to write songs to be a bridge between the two realities.
Uh-huh.
And then I went to Los Angeles, and the synchronicities kept happening, and I was sure I was going to be very successful. I mean, I was writing songs with one of the most famous songwriters in the world, by the name of Brian Holland, Holland Dozier Holland, who did all the songs for the Supremes and the Four Tops. And my relationship with him was totally based on synchronicity.
Huh.
By the time, we probably had about six or seven impossible things happening. And by the time we were finished, he gave me the key to his office, he gave me permission to use his stationery, and he said, God, you know, God must have sent you.
And, right, that's what I said too, isn't it?
Yeah, and so we worked together. And I mean, this guy wrote songs like, he was like one of the original Motown foundational songwriters. Baby Love, I Hear a Symphony, Please, Mr. Postman, Standing in the Shadow of Love. You know, the classics. And
right.
Now, we were writing songs together, but he was giving me carte blanche to use his name to get my songs out. And it was like, this is a dream world. How could this be happening? And why am I having all the synchronicities? I did eventually find out about it. You know, I figured it all out and why that happened. But it's only recently that I figured it out. But in any case, Valerie,
well, what did you figure out? You can't just tempt us and then walk away. We won't allow it.
You'll have to invite me back another time. let me ask you, how long is this show?
We run, we have about 45 minutes more.
45 minutes more.
A little less.
I want to time myself, because there's certain things about this, what I'm doing, which are extremely important to share.
Well, I want to know about the Council of Elohim, for sure.
Yeah. Well, you know, the whole scope of this is so broad. Even in 45 minutes, I can barely scratch the
surface. Yeah, but we're not going to. What we're going to do is we're going to wake up listeners to the possibility of something so that they'll do some investigatory work of their own. What we do
in dialogue is
stimulate people when we don't
give them all
the answers.
Oh, yeah. I'm 100% with you. In fact, that's just what I was going to say. The goal here, my goal, is to just make you curious.
Yeah, just ride the horse wherever it goes today.
Yeah, because this whole idea, let's look at it in the big picture. The whole idea of channeling of voices in other realms, how do you know you trust them? How do you know they are who they say you are? One of the most profound things that I learned was the reason our realm is in such disrepair right now, in fact, maybe throughout history, is because of channeling. Because the negative uses channeling just as well as the positive, if not more so.
Well, you know, when I actually used to do channeling of a woman named Ariana, I had a very large private therapy practice in Pasadena, and I would... Ariana, I don't remember how I got started with it, but she came to me and she sounded a bit like an English accent. She was extremely wise and it was very appreciated, and I did it with a client. The client said, you should do this for other people. And so I started to, and the numbers started getting quite large. I used to do this on Friday evenings. But here was the interesting part. I actually chose not to continue with Ariana because I saw this face full of people, this audience looking to me, asking Ariana to give them the answers, and I wanted them to get the answers, and that's part of, you know, why I have you here today, so we can lead others into getting answers for themselves and trusting themselves in that realm.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know what? There are answers. Here's what I have found to be the value of what I do. I'm not going to talk about what anyone else does, but what I do. You know, I have learned, and I believe this to be true, again, somebody has to check it out for themselves, and that's why I write books and have all kinds of stuff on my website, that there are two group souls that have acted as the main spiritual evolutionary thrust on our planet since the beginning. And one of the group souls identifies itself, they say they're a social memory complex, and they are composed of beings, entities, that went through reincarnation for hundreds of lifetimes, if not longer, and graduated this realm. In other words, what the Buddhists call getting off the wheel of karma.
Right.
Getting off the wheel of reincarnation. What happens to you when that happens? Well, there's not simple answers. It's more than one thing. But one of the possibilities is to join this group soul. And this group soul acts as a guidance for planets that are still, planetary populations that are still going through reincarnation. And there's millions and millions and maybe billions of them. And they're very powerful because they can operate as a team and they can cause things to happen as a team that wouldn't have happened otherwise. And they can channel through people. And the indication is that Edgar Cayce, the voice speaking through Edgar Cayce, was actually this group soul that's composed of graduates of this realm.
Huh.
And that the book I wrote, you know, aside from the phenomena of David Wilcock being Edgar Cayce, the most important aspect of it is half the book is the messages of this group soul, explaining what's happening on our planet, explaining how things work, explaining how human evolution works. And I've gotten, if you go to Amazon, the testimonials that people wrote up, like some of the most lucid and loving spiritual advice, wisdom I have ever read. That's one of them, but there's many like that. If I have it right, they don't say this overtly, but they imply it. It's in there, in between the lines, that throughout the history of mankind, in other words, they're there to help us with our own evolution. And how do they help us? How does that work? Well, you know what? They've whispered in the ears of people, and those people have become prophets, saviors, messiahs, the Buddhas. I don't know if they did Buddha, but I'm fairly sure that Christianity was a creation of this group's soul. You see how far out this gets? How important
I do.
This gets? If this is what I'm saying is true, this is like the biggest thing anyone has ever heard. Because my contention is that when Jesus said, Father, it was this group soul that answered him. And in fact, I was going to put this in the book. And David said, don't do that. You'll have the fundamentalists chasing us. But there was one little line that I kind of swept through where they said, we came to you in Christianity, but we don't often speak in those terms anymore because of the way religion screwed it up. Okay. So, you know, this is big. This is big. And I'm writing this book, and, you know, I started writing the book in 1999, and I remember my mind kept saying, must be making a mistake. They can't be who they say they are. I mean,
is this group soul what you're calling the Elohim?
No. This is another group soul, okay? This is, they identify themselves in a different way. But nonetheless, their channelings were so profound and so deep. And, you know, when you read them, it's not just mental. It triggers you. It triggers consciousness. There's all this loving energy that just gets triggered or can get triggered in someone. And I've experienced that with certain other teachers, but not often, where when you read the words, there's a shift inside you. And I was having that shift as I was studying David. And you can maybe
let me just ask you a question here, because The Course of Miracles, I believe, was channeled from, you know, it's the foundation for inner peace, but it sounds to me like it was another group soul putting that together.
I will tell you that I have never studied the Course of Miracles.
I haven't. And so Marianne Williamson was who I studied that with, and that is a year-long course. When you study the Course in Miracles, the way you think by the end of the year is much more advanced than the way you would think before you read that course. It's a daily study course of like five volumes with teachers' volumes and all kinds of things to it. It's an amazing course, and I'm thinking that that's another face of what you're talking about.
Well, here's one of those deals where everyone has to figure this out for themselves. I cannot use my sources to validate someone else. I'm not here to, because people ask me this all the time, what do you think of this person? What do you think of that person? If I did that, I would be negative, because one of the lessons in this realm was, is discernment. And if someone's making, as you well know, you were saying this yourself, if someone's making up your mind for you, then you discern it. But I do cross-reference things. And one thing, Valerie, if you look it up, and my jury is out on this. I'm not saying but with regards to the Course of Miracles, in particular, one of the things that came up that, as I recall, and I shouldn't even quote this, I'll probably get people really mad. Do your own research, though.
Absolutely.
There were some really dark people that were behind that with the design of controlling people through it. And I don't want to talk about it.
The Course of Miracles too funny.
Yeah, I'll send you a link to it.
Well, you can send me a link, but as a person who actually did the Course of Miracles and continues to do it on a daily basis and has for years, if there was any darkness in here, it was a blotch on the cover or something like that, because this is one of the most superior models for putting people into generosity, kindness, and love, and appreciation of higher sources than anything I've ever seen. So I'm glad we're having this conversation. See, what I want the dear listener to get is that there's a number of ways to get to where we're getting to, and Wynn has done a remarkable thing. If you take a look at his book, The Reincarnation of Edgar Cayce, on Amazon, you're going to find out that it has the highest marks. They give it top marks. So this is a top mark guy talking about what he knows best about. And that's why you're here this morning, sir, because you're excellent.
Thank you. Valerie, I want to say one thing about the Course of Miracles. It's possible, in fact, it's happened, that even if the source of the way something was created, the source was mitigated in some way, the creation could have been perfectly pure. So this is why everyone has to decide for themselves.
No, the reason I'm laughing, okay, is because there's another amazing course that is called The Master Key, okay? And then as people got a hold of The Master Key, it's a book written by Charles Sinnell in the 1860s. It's another one of those remarkable journeys, which I'm convinced was as well was assisted from the other side, or whatever you want to call it. And then there's a guy named Leslie who got his hands on that book, and he drank himself silly rewriting the book. And I always thought he contaminated it. But the point is that the message can't be contaminated, really, because it's just too powerful. It's like the same magic that sent you the email and put you on the show this morning. Do you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So the thing is get what turns you on and follow it. And I'm really interested in this Council of Elohim, to tell you the truth. We're going to be taking a break here for a moment while I give people appreciation for those that have actually sponsored the show. So you're listening to Waking Up in America with Dr. Val Kirkgaard and the amazing Wynn Free, author of The Reincarnation of Edgar Cayce. So we want to thank Sir Jason Winterty. Oh, my gosh, that stuff actually strengthens your immune system. You can check all of this out over at the Waking Up in America website. You'll see our sponsors on the right-hand side of the page, and there's direct links, as I mentioned these people, to their websites. So Waking Up in America is definitely about strengthening yourself, getting yourself more spiritual, and getting yourself more active in the world in which you live in. It's time for us to have our voices heard, and the stronger your voice is, the better. So you can get your voice stronger through strengthening your immune system in a very elegant way with Sir Jason Winter Herbal Tea. I particularly like the peach myself. If you're if you want to return your blood system to the age of 20, hey, Protandin helps you do that. And it's an herbal complex. You can actually find it on the website. It costs about $51 a month with shipping. I've been taking it for a couple of years. I started playing racquetball again and doing all kinds of things. My memory improved. I started actually remembering things that I didn't realize I'd forgotten. So check out Protandin. Also on the web page, check out koningcompany.com. This 5,000-year-old process is one of the really great ways of fighting the damage of chemtrails, as your body takes in the chemicals in the air and things of that nature that have been put there so graciously for you by the forces that be in the world that would like to reduce the population. The chemicals get stuck in your eustachian tubes and cause you headaches, sinus problems, and all kinds of stuff in this 5,000-year-old process. Hey, it really helps with that. Go to koningcompany.com. Once again, the link is on the homepage. Randy Shannon, where are you, dear heart? I hope everything is okay. Her website, 42action.org, gives you just lots of good stuff that you can do to help yourself in the legal world, because the legal world is structured against you just simply by its volume and by the misinterpretations of various communities around the country that, quote, enforce the laws. Don't get me going on that subject. That's another show all of its own. Tad Patterson, also, he has classes. He brings you very interesting people in the area of the law. And if you're interested in Tad, you can click on him on the website, or you can go to Val, V-A-L, at mailhouse.com, and make sure you let him know that you heard about him on Waking Up in America. Now, heck, Linda Kamens. I love this woman. She, if your hair is thinning or it's lost its luster, Linda Kamens at Linda, K-A-M-M-I-N-S.com, has products that will put the spring back into your hair. If you ever get a chance and you're in Los Angeles, make sure you make an appointment at her salon. You're going to be delighted with it. This woman is amazing. Stardoves actually does our advertising for us. They have over 100,000 listeners, and Stardoves has mail order audiences that are, they like what we're doing, and they're willing to pay for it. He sends out really reasonably priced emails, so check out Raw. Also, let him know that you heard about us here. While you're going through all of this, actually, what else could you do but have some good salsa? I was just talking to Jim yesterday. He and his brother John own El Pinto's restaurant in Albuquerque, New Mexico. Go, John, go. Go, Jim, go. These salsa twins have their salsa all over the world. And honored to have you as my friend, Jim. And that salsa can be picked up at Ralph's and probably some other places. So visit El Pinto Restaurant when you're in Albuquerque. It's actually what they call a destination restaurant. People actually come from other parts of the country to be there. So DrValerie.com, I developed an emotional clearing process in 1984 that actually removes post-traumatic shock and actually assists you in altering your thought patterns and the energy that's behind them. I can help you clear up your electromagnetic field. I can be reached at 310-455-8623. Once again, 310-455-8623, and I'd be happy to give you a demonstration of the process. And recently, when I decided that if I was going to be a superhero or heroine, I would be Aquawoman, because I am so impressed with the what alkalized restructured water does for people. So if you want to find out more about that, I have two companies that I refer people to. You can give me a call about that. There's different reasons for it, but this water, I use Kangen and also Alkaviva, and you may want to discuss that. There are different reasons that I have for different things here. They're both excellent products, and I highly recommend them. So if somebody's talked to you about it, let them talk to you about it more. If you want to know more about it, call me back and ask me about that. And so it's Dr. Val here on the air with Win Free Win. We've got about 28 minutes left. Go, man, go.
Well, you know, you asked about the Elohim.
Yes, I did.
The best way to introduce this is to tell a smidget of the story of how it started for me. So here it was. I had been researching Wilcock for about 2 years, and his story connecting him to Casey was a fairly slam dunk, billions to one odds connecting him to Casey. And his messages were wise beyond belief. And what I'm saying, is this all this group soul stuff real? Are they who they say they are? You know, that's where my skeptical side came in and said, well, if I'm going to write this book, I'm not going to have to make that decision for people. I'll just tell them what they say and people can decide. Well, I had a new girlfriend in the year 2002. And we were taking a drive from Los Angeles to Portland, Oregon. And it was pouring rain, and I did a prayer protection. And at the end of this prayer, I said, does anybody want to talk to me? Like a joke. And this woman answered and said, we're here. Do you have questions? Now, I thought she was just playing along. She knew I was writing this book. And I asked some questions and didn't sound like her. And then she said, geez, that's the strangest thing that's ever happened to me. Well,
what was the strangest thing that ever happened to her?
The voice started talking through her, okay? I mean, she was channeling, in other words, or apparently channeling. And so we continued to Portland, Oregon. We're staying in a motel, and I asked her, would you like to try that again? And she said, okay. And so I take a tape recorder out this time. And I said, my famous opening line, does anybody want to talk to me? And again, there's an answer. And I said, how come my girlfriend can do this? And they said, your girlfriend's from another dimension. She came here to bring these messages in, and this is a very important connection. And then I said something to the effect, how do I know she's not crazy and you're not a figment of her schizophrenia? And I said, can you predict a newspaper headline in advance? And they said, watch for this headline in 2 weeks.
Huh.
Two weeks later, there was the headline.
And what's the headline?
That's where you're going to have to read my book. I have a free book online that you can download. It's called The Creator Gods of the Physical Universe Want to Talk to You.
Where do they go to get that?
Intelligent-infinity.com. Intelligent-infinity.com. So now I have something talking to me. I don't know if it's positive. I don't know who they are. But for the next 6 months, this woman is saying, they want to talk to you again. And I'm pulling out a tape recorder, and I'm recording it, and I'm asking every question under the sun. But in particular, I'm asking questions about the book I'm writing, and they're answering me and giving me exactly the same information as was coming through David Wilcock's source.
Wow, so you're hooked up to the same community soul.
Well, it's different soul, but the same information. In other words, you know, as part of the fine-tuning here, which we don't have time to go into, they're explaining what's going on in our planet. They're explaining what Jesus meant when he said, one will be taken and one will be left behind. They're explaining how this works, not in a religious way, but in a cosmic, esoteric way.
Okay, stop a minute. What does this mean, one will be taken and one will be left behind? I don't know what that
means. You got to go read the book.
No, you don't get to get away with that on here. Seriously,
well,
Lynn, you can't just do that.
I'll tell you what, come back to that after I finish this brief story. I promise to answer it, okay?
Okay, in that case, I'll let you go on that grounds only.
Thank you, okay. Well, watch the time, and I'm going to go through this fast. So what happened was I'm asking all these questions. And then about 5 months into this, I get a call from my brother-in-law. And he says something really strange is happening with my sister, Joanne. She's going in the hospital, and they don't think she's going to survive this critical operation. Well, I immediately go and I ask them, I said, can you help my sister? And they said they could. And my sister survived this operation, and I just assumed it was coincidence. I didn't believe this voice had done anything. And then a few weeks later, I get another call from my brother-in-law. He said something really weird happened. He said Joanne had to go in for tests, and the nurse said her cancer was completely gone, but there was something wrong with the test because her lupus disappeared. And they tested her again and again. There was no lupus. Now I go back to this source, and I ask them, how did you do that? And they said, we projected a filter into her blood and took the lupus out. And I said, geez, I have never heard anyone who challenged
that. That's pretty good. I like that.
Make a claim like that. And the woman who was channeling was freaking out over this. She was being negatively attacked. And finally, I knew she was going to leave me. In September of 2002, she left. She drove off, went to her aunt's house. And I said, this is the end of this. And in a certain sense, I was a little relieved because, for one thing, I was already writing The Reincarnation of Edgar Cayce. And I said, no one's ever going to believe in that book if I talk about this experience.
Oh, all the people that believed in Edgar Cayce would, which would be quite a few, actually.
Well, I mean, but I was having this experience. It sounds like I'm a wannabe or something.
No.
My girlfriend
had cancer in 1984, and she was supposed to go to the hospital and get both of her breasts removed the next day. And three of us that were very close together, we got into a triune structure, and we started focusing on her breast, and we got this command to suck. So the three of us started making these sucking, spitting sounds, and the next day when they went to operate on her, they couldn't understand why there was no cancer left in her breast because it had been there the day before. I know we were following instructions, Wynn. I have zero doubt about that.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to be able to do it with more consistency.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I want to have a regular program for doing this. I know we can access other realms. I just want to be able to do it on a systematic basis.
Mm-hmm. Well, I want you to, if you can, come to one of my Sunday conference calls. Because I won't say exactly we're doing it systematically, but I do a conference call, and I have the energy of these group souls on the call in such a way that people feel it. And some people get healing.
No, I get it. How do people get on your conference calls?
Well, if you go to Intelligent Infinity on the left side, same place you get the book, intelligentfashionfinity.com, on the left side of the screen there's a little tab that says events. Click on the events and it has all the phone numbers. And,
perfect.
You know, and it's like a lot of people, my stuff is pulling together the loose threads, connecting the dots of religion, metaphysics, Edgar Cayce, angels. Well, let me tell you what happened was the woman left me, and a few weeks later, I called up my old girlfriend, and she came over. I said, I'm really suffering. I'm having a broken heart. I know I'm a scoundrel. Would you consider coming over? And she came over. And in the middle of the night, she woke me up and said, get the tape recorder out. And she started talking, and the voice that came through her said it was the same source as through the other person, okay?
Yeah, I love it.
And I didn't believe it. I said she was jealous, she's trying to impress me, blah, 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 blah. Well, after about 2 months, I believed it, okay? And, you know, did you look at the picture of Edgar Cayce and David Wilcock, Valerie?
Yeah, I did.
One of the things that I learned was that, and I didn't know this before I did the study of this book, people tend to look like their past lives. Because when you die, your soul memorizes your DNA, and when the soul comes into a new body, it programs the new body with the DNA of the past life. But no one knows who they were, so so it's a hard one to prove.
Well, actually, that breath process that I mentioned to you, the directed breath that I do, people go into past lives in that all the time. And one of the things that we do when we go into those past lives is, and I just did it yesterday with somebody, we actually clear their moment of death and what they were thinking before they went to the other side, because I'm sure as you know, you come in the way you went out. Okay, so it's a really good idea to go to somebody that can specialize in that with you and go into some of your past lives so that you can actually end them in a more complete way, so that you don't end up in this lifetime searching for what you didn't finish in the previous lifetime. And it's really pretty interesting and easy to do. So,
do you do that through regression?
Actually, I do it through a conversation, and they regress into the I could even, say, Wynn, tell me about something that's going on with you, and you could tell me what was going on, and I'd say, did that start in a past life, or is that new to this life? And you would actually tell me. What I discovered, Wynn, is that if people ask the right questions, the body and soul want to answer. They've been waiting for somebody to talk to them. Okay, so they'll tell you. And then they don't believe a lot of times when they're telling you, and I say, that's just, the overlays of personality in this lifetime. Just let it happen and don't worry about it. You've got nothing to lose. And they'll start talking to me. For instance, the last thing that people thought when they were in Auschwitz, or the one I did yesterday was a woman dying in a gas chamber with a baby in her arm at Auschwitz. What were her last thoughts? That kind of thing. What led up to that? So what you can do is you can actually neutralize or take the charge off the different thoughts so that the soul can move smoothly. Because if the charge isn't removed from the incidences that occurred in the lifetime, what happens is that they then begin to affect this lifetime, because the object is to discharge the charges and let the soul move freely into, to advance. And it's fun. It's really fun. I love it. You should see the different lands and places I visited with people. I actually learned a two-hour regression process back in the 1970s, and then I was wondering if there was a way to speed it up. And what I discovered was just, being with a person and asking them a series of questions once they're comfortable in there. And a lot of people, they don't want the information. They really would like to think that somebody's doing something to them, not that they have... that they're here to handle their own reality,
They want to be a victim, in other words.
It's rewarded in this reality, victimization.
Right.
There's all kinds of social services for you if you're a victim.
Right. Listen, I want to make sure we don't have much time, and I want to make sure I cover
So is this the Council of Elohim? Is this what we're talking about?
Well, the voice that was talking to me through these two women identified itself as the Council of Elohim. Now, again, I'm not believing that's who they are. I looked up the word Elohim, and it said that one of the names for God in the Old Testament.
Right.
The Mormons use for God.
Right.
And then more esoteric things were saying the source that created the physical universe. And I asked them, are you the same Elohim? And they said, we're part of the same. And I said, why are you talking to me? And they said, you're like a cosmic midwife. You know how to bring
these
things...
Oh, you're listening. You're actually listening to them.
Yeah, you know how to bring these things out into the world, and you don't have ego about it. Well, I mean, at that time, I had no idea what was going to happen next. I mean, I had, in any case, one of the things is Terry, I had asked them, was Terry of anybody famous? And Terry is the most shy, quiet person, a sweet person you could ever imagine. And I didn't expect them to answer that question. They don't answer questions on demand. But I threw it out there, and they said, look up St. Catherine of Siena. And I never heard of St. Catherine of Siena. So I Googled St. Catherine of Siena, and I find the story of this Catholic woman in Siena, Italy, I think it was 1400 AD, who used to go down to the local church, and they would write down everything she said because they thought God was speaking to them through her. And St. Catherine's Dialogues with God are still published on Amazon. And Terry was the spitting image of St. Catherine.
I saw that, actually. I thought that's pretty amazing.
Yeah, that should have helped
your belief level.
That helped my belief level. And, you know, continued asking, you know, I have 10 years of questions with these guys. Then another thing I found about them, that, you know, for the first couple of years, it was just, I'm getting the most amazing information I could imagine. I'm getting they're just like answering. I said, how come I'm getting you willing to answer these questions? I thought we weren't.
Well, will they
to know
answer
that
some
stuff.
Questions for us? Here, it's six. We got basically about 8 minutes left in the show.
Not today. I'm not a channel. Terry does it.
Okay? So here's. Actually, I don't believe that for a second.
And the other thing is that in order to bring, here's something I learned. In order to bring a group soul energy into this realm, you have to create a group energy, which we're already beginning doing, between you and I, you and me.
Well, we have 100,000 listeners, and they're right with us, okay?
Yeah, but that doesn't mean we have a group energy. But not today. Another time, we'll consider it, okay? As I said, it's like I do these sessions live on my conference calls.
I know, we're doing really good getting people jacked up for that, aren't we? Would you give them the information on your conference call one more time?
Go to intelligence-infinity and look up events. We also have archives. You can go listen to hundreds of these calls. At a certain point, I said, this is not about making money. I got to put this out so that everyone has access to it. Because at a certain point, I knew they were who they said they were. I knew it. And I knew that if they were, this is like an epic event for someone doing this, putting it out to the public in the way that I'm doing it. And
okay, well, you know you're never going to get a chance to get all of your information out in a simple 58-minute program. And before we are over, before we get off the air, you are going to have to tell me what one will be taken and one will be left behind means.
So, yes, I'm going to explain to you the esoteric explanation of the shift that everyone's talking about. And this is a different explanation than many of the New Age people are saying. And what's happening is the entire universe is alive. Everything is part of each other. And the illusion of separateness was designed so that we could evolve. But Valerie is me. You who are listening is me. And the earth is alive. And everything is evolving. Well, essentially, we're at the end of a 75,000-year cycle. And the earth has decided to take a quantum leap. And in metaphysical terms, the Earth is going from being a third chakra planet, which is power and individuality, to being a fourth chakra planet, which is compassion and empathy. And humans live in the vibrational field of planet Earth. So what's happening is for a human to continue with this evolutionary path of planet Earth, their own heart chakra has to be open slightly more than half, or else their energy field no longer will fit into this new earth. And what happens is there's going to be a division of souls. Those souls whose hearts are open and those souls whose aren't. And the way the universe works is everyone gets endless opportunity to learn all their lessons. So the beings on the planet whose hearts are not open slightly more than half end up getting moved to another planet to repeat the lessons they didn't learn in this lifetime. And who moves those souls? Not the Elohim, the other group soul of graduated beings. They handle the administration of this event. And people right now are making that choice. Not in their mind. It's not a mental choice. It's that, can you stay out of fear?
Uh-huh,
can you put
uh-huh.
love first?
Also, just the pain of the heart. I have to have a minute before the show is over, Wynn, because I'm supposed to chant a word to open the heart, okay?
Okay,
so
okay.
I'm going to do that in about 30 seconds. So you've got 30 seconds before I do that, okay?
Yes, well, that's what the one will be taken and one will be left behind means, okay?
Perfect.
I'm going to help you
be one of the ones that opens up your heart, and I'm going to start
right.
that right now. Sesh Karma, Sesh Karma, Sesh Karma. Sesh Karma, 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 Sesh Karma. And back to you, Wynn.
Thank you, Valerie. Ooh.
Gotcha, didn't I?
Well, yeah. But, you know, if someone wants to open their heart, aside from certain chants that vibrate in the heart chakra, it's every day. Don't miss an opportunity to be kind.
Absolutely. That's our tagline, by the way, for the show. And you know that every time I do that chant, my heart gets a little bit more open. So I'm playing with you this morning, but it's S-E-S-H-K-A-R-M-A. You can chant this. It will open your heart. You can chant it for others. It is a vibration to do that. We want you with us. The world is evolving. The listeners of this program are great people. There's great wealth coming to all of us. Go to ibuydinar.com and make sure you get yourself some Vietnamese dong. Because the Iraqi dinar may get delayed because they've been fooling around so much and they may be in the next basket of currencies. So if you want money to show up for you, make sure you're getting your hands on some dong, and ibuydinar.com has lots of ways of doing that. You can check out their options/layaway program. It's time to have our wealth. We've been on the air today with Wynn Free. This program has been brought to you by Laughing Dragon Entertainment, our radio partners, ConyCompany.com, Dr. James Murphy, Dennis Weaver, and Larry Hagman, and Memoriam, DrValerie.com, and Dr. is all spelled out. We thank our producers and sponsors, Ron Hayes, our research assistant. You rock. Thank you, Ron. To our team at Voice America, Jeff Spinard, Nathan Jett, Brad Comer, Ryan Treasure, Randy Jackman, and DeMont, and our friends at Cumulus Radio, Mike Vitale and Monica Raines and Ron Simon. Merci beaucoup to Ben Magen for Almost Ordinary People, which is available to you as a free MP3 download or email. Next week, invite a friend to listen. Write us at val@wakingupinamerica.com. Sidious, Altius, Fortius, and remember, be kind today and give someone a boost. Make somebody happy.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program, brought to you on the Voice America Variety Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericavariety.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live Internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the hosts or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.